Bonneville. In the last few months, Moose Lake has had a lot of public attention from the MD of Bonneville's council, private companies, local stewardship groups and residents who want to see a cleaner lake and a healthier environment. With so many groups having invested interest in Moose Lake's water quality over the span of many years, continuity and context gets lost, says Kelly Nichiporik, the chair of the Moose Lake Watershed Society. After Lakeland This Week published the article, MD reaches out to Environment Minister about Moose Lake algae problem, on March 29, 2022, Nichiporik reached out to Lakeland This Week to clarify some of the information. Specifically, Nichiporik wanted to clarify Algae Controls Canada's role in carrying out research on Moose Lake and the company's engagement with local organizations. They were contacted specifically to do the core sampling with HAB Aquatic Solutions. Most of the actions taken were due to a public session run by the Moose Lake Watershed Society in October of 2018. This is what drove the core sampling study. Algae Control Canada did not come into the picture until 2019, she explained. In January of this year, representatives from HAB Aquatic Solutions and Algae Control Canada sought support from the MD of Bonneville Council for a Canadian first pilot project that would use an aluminum sulfate compound, alum, to treat Moose Lake's reoccurring blue-green algae blooms. The recommendation by Algae Control Canada was based on information collected from a phosphorus budget test and core samples taken from Moose Lake. The phosphorus budget was a decision that resulted from the 2007 Moose Lake Watershed Management Plan and was spearheaded by the Moose Lake Watershed Society, but was not requested by an external organization, affirms Nichiporik. She indicates that those specific studies had been discussed by the Moose Lake Watershed Society and other community stakeholders for the last 10 years. Studying Moose Lake, Moose Lake Watershed Society has done a lot of work over the years. Our primary focus is lake stewardship and education, she says, noting that the Watershed Society has found grant funding for most studies and projects carried out on the lake since the early 2000s. Some of these tests have included annual tributary monitoring that began in 2014, interbasin sampling at Franchere Bay, Bonneville Bay, Vezeau and Pelican Narrows, as well as a nutrient budget study. In the future, the Watershed Society hopes to acquire grant funding to conduct a DNA analysis of fecal coliforms in the lake to find the root cause of beach closures implemented by Alberta Health Services due to high levels of fecal matter in the water. Without a DNA test, it is unclear if fecal matter is related to livestock, septic tank leakage or birds, she says, making it difficult to stop fecal matter from entering Moose Lake. It's fair to say that we all want better water quality. What that water quality looks like still has to be within the natural reality of what the lake is going to be naturally occurring as, says Nichiporik. Yes, we would all like to see less algae. Cyanobacteria is dangerous for everybody. It's dangerous to swim in, it's dangerous for your pets to go into. It's dangerous for wildlife to drink out of. So, it's fair to say that yes, we'd like a reduction in blue-green algae. Whether that is an actual treatment of it, or do we look at it holistically and say, we need better watershed stewardship in general? Treating algae on Moose Lake. When it comes to the proposed alum application treatment of Moose Lake, the Moose Lake Watershed Society has not taken a stance so far. However, there remains many questions, she says. There is lots of research done in the United States about it. There are also some in Europe, but the different sediment types and stuff like that doesn't really translate well to our lakes, Nichiporik explains. It's really hard to compare lakes because each lake is very individual, just like people. Even if you had the same size volume of lake, it doesn't necessarily translate to the same amount of watershed area. Your drainage basins are different, the land uses are different, even just sediments are way different. Everything is very unique. Where most major watersheds in the province are glacier-fed, the Beaver River watershed is unique in the fact that it is not. It actually starts in Beaver Lake. So, the headwaters are heavily impacted by land use as it is muskeg-fed, or wetland-fed. That's a big difference, says Nichiporik. Studies have found that Moose Lake has been a eutrophic lake for a very long time. It is very nutrient-rich, it has a lot of life in it. While you have a lot more nutrients, you have a lot more plant growth, you have more fish, it is a very productive lake. And while alum has been recommended through Alberta Agriculture to be used as a dugout treatment, Nietzsche Porrick states that has a far different implication of how it is intended to be used at Moose Lake. If you think about how it's being used as a dugout treatment, it is used almost like a sterilant. So, it's killing everything in the water. So, do you want that to actually happen to the lake? She questions. Probably not. According to Nietzsche Porrick, in high pH situations alum can become fairly toxic. Especially to any invertebrates and any aquatic life. Looking at the research of Moose Lake does have a very high pH. Whether or not alum is the right method to treat algae blooms on Moose Lake, she expresses that currently there is a lack of scientific evidence to confirm it. At the end of the day, this is a private company that's looking to make money off of it, says Nietzsche Porrick. For that reason, she believes any proposed treatments of the lake should be looked at with a closer lens. Before any algae treatment is approved by Alberta Environment and Parks, there are set regulatory procedures that would be followed by the province. It would have to go through a lot of regulatory approvals, because it's never been done before, emphasizes Nietzsche Porrick. They also have to go through the Department of Fisheries and Oceans because Moose Lake is fish-bearing. So, they would also have to get federal approval as well. With more than one company now offering solutions to the MD of Bonnyville to treat the Moose Lake's algae, the chair of the watershed says the whole situation has become fairly abnormal. What Nietzsche Porrick and the Moose Lake Watershed Society hope people take away from this is that this is a really complex issue. There's a lot of science that has been done, but there is still a lot of science that is still required. Fundamentally, the best way to keep our lake blue is for every resident to reduce runoff and pollutants, such as phosphorus, from entering the lake, which is a big driver of blue-green algae, says Nietzsche Porrick. The Moose Lake Watershed Society encourages all residents to participate in the Keep Our Lake Blue campaign and to commit to at least one of 52 actions that can help protect the water quality of the region's lakes and watershed.